I was up nice and early today, so for once I took my cup of tea up into the garden. The garden's up the hill a little way behind the house, and had my cup of tea up there, and it was lovely and calm, and I just listened to the birds chirping and looked out over the water, and it was just a really nice, gentle way to ease into the day. And I really wonder why I don't do that more often. Probably because it's raining most days, but anyway, that's another thing altogether. I had a question by email asking me about the artist's way, which I referred to the other day. And anybody that knows me in real life will know that I'm a huge fan of this book, and I recommend it right, left and centre. And some people take me up on it and some people don't. I do think it's one of those books that it's one thing for someone to suggest it, but you really have to wait until the moment is right for you to do it. You can't just go through the motions. It's got to feel that it's something that you want to do, because there is a bit of effort involved and you do need to do some of the exercises. You can't just read the book and expect it all to rub off as if by magic. It's divided into 12 chapters with a different theme each week and different exercises, of which you only need to do a selection. You don't need to do the whole thing. But the two core ingredients are morning pages and artist dates. And those threads run right the way through the book. And most people keep those habits on even after they've finished. The morning pages sounds a little bit daunting. Three A4 pages, handwritten, first thing in the morning before doing anything else. And you just write whatever comes into your head, any little domestic obligations, things you've forgotten to do, things you want to remember to do, little irritations and frustrations about what you're having to get done, just whatever. And very quickly, mine is mostly illegible. I couldn't read it back even if I wanted to. And it's not about good writing, it's just about sweeping the stuff out of your brain. And that's the best description of what it does. It just cleans the brain of all the little words that float around, and then you can get down to whatever you want to do with a fresh mind. Okay, there goes my little pinger. So I will leave talking about the artist date for tomorrow's boo, because that is an equally crucial part. In fact, a friend of mine who facilitates the artist's way says that in her opinion, doing the artist date is even more essential than doing the morning pages. So we'll get over to those tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you have a lovely day today, and cheerio.